Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the
shell.
Alice, honey, when you and me gonna get together?
When Barry Goldwater gets together with Jane Fonda. Buford, you keep coming on with me like this, and I'm gonna tell Flo.
Oh, don't do that. She'll cut off my ear and mail it home to my mama.
Or to your wife.
Oh, Alice, you know me. I ain't nothing but a big old tease. Shoot me and the wife while we're closer than Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
And who does that leave Flo with, Trigger?
Come on, sweetheart, what's it gonna be?
Well, why don't you bring me a big bowl of chili, a pile of cold grilled onions, a mess of pickled beets, and a large mug of hot chocolate. And don't forget the whipped cream.
On what, the onions or the beets? The galloping gourmet will have his usual.
Another order like that and my burners are gonna quit. Buford, go eat someplace else.
Slap it up, Mel, I got to run.
Oh, you will, Buford, you will.
Jerry Dittmar coming for lunch again?
Uh-huh.
Well, he certainly seems interested.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Vera, nobody eats here every day just for the food.
He is so wonderful. Alice, I never knew dating a mortician could be so much fun. He's so alive.
Well, the other way makes for a dull date.
Oh, Alice, you should hear him scream.
He's alive and he screams. What a catch. I'd hang on to him.
No. We scream at our therapy workshop. That's where I met him.
You go to a therapy workshop to learn how to scream?
Uh-huh.
Wow, all the time I was married to Don, I was in therapy and didn't know it.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Here.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi. How was Mr. Garber's funeral?
Everything was fine until we got halfway to the cemetery.
Did you forget to fill up the hearse with gas?
No, I forgot to fill it up with Mr. Garber. I had to go back and get him.
Oh, Jerry, was Mrs. Garber angry?
I don't know. She was taking a tennis lesson.
Vera! Tell your boyfriend to park his hearse in the back.
Is it taking up too much space?
No, it's killing business.
Mel wants you to park your car in the back. He says it's bad for business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think Mel would mind. I mean, it's empty. Be right back.
I've never seen Vera look so happy. I hope she ain't headed for trouble. What do you mean?
I don't know. Some back deck I don't smell right.
Embalming fluid? Come on, Flo.
No, Jerry's strange. You know, weird, creepy-like. He's always dressed in black.
Well, he's a mortician. What do you want him to bury people in? A Liberace outfit?
I'm telling you, I've got this feeling.
Sorry to bother you, Princess Grace, but would you mind moving your royal tail?
My customer didn't ask for this. He ordered a burger with chili.
Well, who can read your lousy handwriting? You have to learn to write something besides, if you want a good time, come up and see Flo.
Mel, kiss my honey to you.
I brought you something.
You didn't have to do that. What is it?
Flowers.
Oh, Jerry, they're beautiful.
studying for tomorrow's final exam, huh?
Yep, history. There's only one thing I remember about Napoleon.
What's that?
That it's fattening.
What's wrong?
Too old to go to school.
Oh, Ma, I think it's great that you decided to go to college at night.
So did I, but I just can't get used to having a professor who isn't potty trained yet.
What's the difference how old your professor is? I got a teacher who comes to school on a motorcycle, wears sandals, and has a beard down here.
Yeah? What's her name?
Ralph.
Ain't you supposed to be checking your homework?
I'll do that after practice. Saturday's the playoff. The team we're playing is tough. You don't know what it's like going up against a bunch of guys in black uniforms with wreaths on their helmets.
Wreaths?
Yeah, they're sponsored by a mortuary. Dittmer's Angels.
Oh, yeah? Is Jerry Dittmer the sponsor?
And his son likes the quarterback.
Wait a second, his son?
Come on, Mom, let me go. I promise.
Just a minute. Did you ever see his mother?
Whose mother?
The kid. What's his name? Mike Dittmer?
No.
Oh. Does he have a mother?
Most kids do, Mom. Maybe you and I should have a talk about the birds and the bees.
You're a little late. Tommy, did you ever see his mother?
What's this all about?
I'm just curious. About whether Mike's father is still married.
Why'd you want to know that?
Because somebody I know, said something about him not having a wife.
Want me to find out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only no big deal. Just, if it comes up naturally in conversation.
Oh, sure. Things like that always come up at football practice. I'll just be calling signals. Hot one! Hot two! Hot! Hey, does anyone know if Dittmer's old man's married?
Right. Okay, sugar. Now, don't you worry about anything. You just get here as quick as you can. I'll handle mail. Okay. Bye. Mail? What would you say if I told you that Vera was going to be a half hour late?
I'd say she's fired.
Then she's still working because she's only going to be 10 minutes late.
What is wrong with that broad?
Oh, Mayo, you know how it is. She's in love.
With a gravedigger? No, do us all a favor. Get them to split up.
What you want me to do? Drive a stake through his hearse?
No, pick up.
Pick it up? I wouldn't touch it with a cattle prod. Don't feel too bad, Mel. It wouldn't have lived anyway. Its eyes are too close together.
Flo, stop putting my food down. I'm getting sick of it.
So is everybody that eats it.
Mel. Yeah? I dropped your check off at Begley's Produce. Here's your receipt. And I ran into Alvin.
Did you tell him about my freezer on the blink again?
Mel, we all warned you. I mean, who ever heard of a gypsy freezer salesman?
He looked like an honest guy.
How could you tell? He sold it to you at midnight in an alley.
Did he say when he was going to fix it?
He can't get here next week.
Next week? Well, we better start pushing this frozen purge or else giving out gas masks.
I'm going to call Alvin.
I got to talk to you.
Yeah, what's wrong, honey?
Vera here?
No, she's going to be late.
Listen, it's about Jerry Dittmer. You know how you said there was something strange about him?
Oh, I figured out what was bothering me. He's the only one that comes in here and reads that menu without moving his lips.
Flo, I don't think Vera knows that Jerry's married.
You kid?
No, I mean, I don't want to butt into her life, but I mean, this is Vera. This is not you and me. I mean, she still believes in the tooth fairy.
Is that that new dentist over in Mesa?
Come on.
No, I'm sorry, honey. I'm just kidding.
What should we do? Shouldn't we tell her diplomatically?
Not we, you. I'm about as diplomatic as Howard Cosell.
Flo, I have got the most wonderful news.
Well, sugar, Alice here's got a little late-breaking bulletin for you herself.
My news first. I want you both to be the first to know that Jerry Dittmer and I are getting married. Well, that's my news. What's yours? I am so excited.
Sweetheart, before you get
Alice,
too excited.
Alice, it would be so romantic, just the way I always dreamed it would be.
Vera, Alice,
I mean, there were candles and flowers and even organ music. And then he popped the question.
He proposed at a funeral?
No. On the ride to the cemetery. All he talked about was how we should spend our remaining days and nights together.
He said that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I actually got chills.
Chills? Hell, I'd get frostbite riding around town with a steer.
Vera, I just want to ask you one question before...
If it's not too much trouble...
Oh, Orville.
Can I have two eggs over easy, home fries, bacon very crisp, wheat toast, some juice.
Just a minute, Orville.
Hey, what's everybody standing around for? The restaurant, not a bus stop.
Vera's getting married.
Vera is getting married?
Oh, that's great. That is terrific. Oh, congratulations, Vera.
Flo, I know you're busy, so forget the home fries and toast.
Keep your shirt on, Orville. Vera is getting married.
Oh, congratulations. Oh.
Button up, Orville. I'm trying to talk to Vera. Oh,
sorry, Mel. If it's easier, Flo, I can take the egg scrambled, and I really don't need the juice.
Have you set the date yet?
What I'd really like is an outdoor wedding, like the one I read in the paper. Where this girl got married in Central Park.
Oh, I read about that, too. After the wedding, the bride and groom mugged the minister.
I got a great idea. I'm going to cater the whole thing. It's going to be my gift to you.
Mel, when people go to a wedding, they expect something more than a burger with chili and onions on the side.
Well, I'll settle for that. I love chili and onions.
Vera, can I just talk to you for just a minute?
Before you do, I want to ask both you and Flo a very special favor.
Sure. What is it, honey?
Would you be my bridesmaids?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, fine. And Alice, I'd really appreciate it if you'd sing at the wedding.
Well, sure, whatever you like.
Oh, thanks. And Mel?
Yeah?
Would you give me away?
I'd love to.
Mel, if the chili's a bother, before you give her away, could you just get me some onions?
Okay.
Or water. I promise I won't spill it.
All right, right away. Girls, I hate to break this up. Would one of you girls please find out what Orville wants?
I'll do it. I'm sorry, Orville, this isn't my station. Could you move over two stools?
I can move over more. Are you sure two's enough?
What you gonna sing at the wedding?
Oh, I don't know. How about just Vera and me and the Mrs. Makes Three?
I'd like to stick that grape digger shovel up his nose.
Listen, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, he can't be that big a rat. Can he?
He's a man, ain't he?
I am so excited, I haven't even thought about the honeymoon. I want to find a place where Jerry would really feel comfortable.
How about Death Valley?
Hello, Jerry.
Something I can do for you?
Yes, there is something I would like to,
Does it concern a loved one?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does.
I understand. I deal with these situations every day. Please, come in. Alice, remember, death is simply the final chapter in the bestseller of life. Please, sit down.
Oh, Jerry, no, you don't understand.
You don't have to explain. You're troubled and have some questions you want answered.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do.
That's only to be expected when a loved one passes on.
No, Jerry, no one has passed on.
Oh, that's too bad. I know why you're here. You're thinking of the future, to that inevitable day when you know who decides you know what.
Jerry, I'm here to talk about...
Price, not a concern here. Our look-ahead layaway plan is just pennies a day.
No, I'm not interested in buying one of your plots.
That's because you haven't seen the new area we're opening out in Shady Lawn. Look, each plot is situated on a lovely rise with a magnificent view and covered in maintenance-free AstroTurf.
No, Jerry, I'm not interested. I'm here to talk about Vera.
Why didn't you tell me you were interested in a gift certificate? Please, sit down.
I didn't come here to buy a grave for anybody, Jerry. I came to talk about something completely different.
You seem a little nervous.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's... people usually are when they talk to me. Being a mortician is no bed of roses, Alice. Believe me, once, just once, I'd like to come to work wearing a flowered Hawaiian shirt, red linen pants, and white loafers. All my life, I wanted to drive a yellow sports car with a sunroof, mag wheels, and a racing stripe. Excuse me. I didn't mean to run on, but you're so easy to talk to.
Jerry.
I never realized what a warm and responsive woman you are.
I guess you're not used to that kind around here. I just came to ask you two questions.
Anything.
Are you married?
Yes.
You just answered my second question.
What was it?
About you and Vera getting married.
Where did you hear that?
From Vera.
Vera, where'd she get that crazy idea?
Didn't you tell her that you need her and that the two of you should spend the rest of your days and nights together?
Sure, but I meant until my wife got back from Chicago.
That's the only part you forgot to say. You never told Vera you were married.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Please, keep it. Remember where we are.
Who can forget? Don't you morticians have any respect for the living?
We just visited Uncle Harry. He looks so wonderful in his uniform and medals. And having him salute was such a lovely...
Thank you very much. See you soon.
You are the lowest. You are the pits. How can you toy with Vera's life like that?
Could you keep your whisper down?
Who's going to hear me, Uncle Harry?
Alice.
Shh, sorry. Just answer me this. Are you going to tell Vera or am I?
Alice, I know you're upset. Can't we talk this thing over, say, cocktails tonight?
Jerry Dittmar, watch it.
You're about to become Phoenix's first do-it-yourself mortician.
Hi, sweetheart. Can I give you a hand?
Oh, thanks. Alice, yeah. Do you think I should quit my job after I get married? I mean, some men don't like for their wives to have a career.
Vera, I wouldn't exactly call this a career.
Then you think I should quit?
Before I answer that, can I ask you a question about Jerry?
Okay.
How much do you really know about him?
Oh, I know the important things. That he loves nature and working with the soil. Oh, and he's taught me a lot of things about makeup.
Vera, I want to say something to you, and I guess the best way to do it is just to come straight out with it. I just spent some time with Jerry.
You went to see Jerry?
Yes.
Alone?
Well, no, Uncle Harry was there, but he was busy saluting.
Why did you go to see my Jerry?
I had to talk to him.
What about? Alice, I finally meet a man I can really relate to, and my best friend makes a play for him.
No, Vera, I don't like Jerry. I don't dislike him. I hate him.
Oh, I feel better already.
Now, Vera, I don't want to upset you, and I'm afraid that what I'm going to say is going to upset you, and the last thing I want in the whole world is to upset you.
Oh, Alice, you won't upset me.
Jerry Dittmar is a married man.
Hey!
I'm glad you're not upset. Vera, he's married, and he's gonna stay married.
Boy, that's gonna ruin our relationship. I should have known when he never took me out on weekends. And when we did go out, it was always to some dark place way out of town, and we sat at separate tables. I just thought he was shy.
It happens to all of us, sweetheart. It's all part of growing up.
Once, I even asked him why he wore a Band-Aid on his ring finger, and he said he cut it shaving. I've been such a dope.
Are you all right?
No. But I'm gonna be. No, Jerry Dittmar is gonna ruin my life. If I've learned one thing from scream therapy, it's how to control my emotions. So if you'll excuse me, I'd like to go and pull myself together.
I'll be right here for you.
What the hell was that?
Is she gonna be all right?
She's gonna be great.
If that banana doesn't stop screaming like that, she's gonna scare away my customers.
Mel, anybody who eats here can't be scared of anything. Come on, sweetheart. Winning isn't everything.
Still can't believe it. It's terrible. 42-0 at halftime.
I can't believe it. I was sure your team could hold that lead.
So was I. But then Dipper's angel psyched us out of our brains. I mean, who ever heard of cheerleaders dressed in black, crying? And the quarterback starting each play by saying, "Dearly beloved."
It must have been so depressing. But you did score 42 points in the first half.
And they scored 45 in the second.
Well, listen, you know what? After you clean up, I'll take you out for a large pizza with everything on it. Will you go shower?
Boy, for a large pizza, I might even use soap and water.
Tommy, just one thing.
What?
You know, at the end of the game, when you were in the end zone, you had the pass in your hands. Why'd you drop it? Was the sun in your eyes?
No, Gloria Tibbles was. I mean, in the stands.
Gloria who?
Tibbles. That girl I told you about is really built and goes out with high school guys. You know, the one that drives me crazy?
Tommy, is sex all you think about?
When you're 12, all you can do is think about it.
Bum, bum, bum.